For Austin, Indiana, the problem snowballed. First, a wave of OxyContin addiction in the 1990s, and then an even more powerful prescription opioid called Opana came to town. Suppliers found it an easy place to peddle their pills, and the availability of drugs made it easy for others to get hooked. The problems overwhelmed Austin's police force, but as WFYI's Jake Harper reports as part of our series Getting Right, the town's police chief, Don Spicer, says he sees a ray of hope as the HIV crisis has shed light on the small town's big drug problem.
Austin, you know, Scott Dispatch.
The Spicer name is an institution in Austin. There's even a section of town, west of I-65, named after Don's family, which is where he's driving now.
My grandfather and his brother owned all this property that, once we crossed the interstate, is referred to as Spicer Town. That was coined that because they owned the property at that time when the interstate came through, and it's just always stuck with it. So if you ask anybody in this area where Spicer Town's at, they're going to direct you to here.
Don points to where his childhood home used to stand, the two trees he used as a teen to practice parallel parking. Some of the houses he drives past have the name Spicer written on a sign in the yard.
My grandfather lived in the 1, 2, 3, 4th place down on the right, and his daughter lives in the place, the 5th place on the right, and there's still family living in those homes. So I spent a lot of time on this street as a kid.
This connection he has to the town determines how he does his job as police chief.
It gives me a drive to want to do things that other people may not want to do to make it a better place to live.
Like what?
Well, you want it to be safer. I mean, you don't want the drugs here. You want to work harder at eliminating those things.
Even though Don has been exposed to the drug problem for years, the HIV outbreak upended his views on addiction.
You know, I've learned that people don't just take drugs to get high. They take it from being sick at some point because their tolerance is built to where the drug doesn't make them high anymore. I'm learning that a lot of the users are just doing it to stop the sickness.
His new views helped them embrace a controversial program, the needle exchange that started in April. Drug users in Scott County can now get free sterile syringes every week, and the police can't arrest them for carrying drug paraphernalia. At first, Don was against the idea, since it limits what he can do to combat drug use in Austin. But the needle exchange also connects users to treatment, and Don now says he's all for it.
You know, I was seeing one side of it, I guess. Now I'm able to see some of it from their perspective. And I think that'll make us better policemen at the end of the day, because we'll have a little more compassion for the user.
When Don became a police officer 20 years ago, substance abuse in Austin was mostly limited to alcohol and marijuana. But then came OxyContin, and several years later, an even more addictive opioid, Opana. The problem isn't just the drugs, it's everything that comes with them. At $160 a pill, Opana use is an expensive habit. Petty crime and prostitution are rampant as users try to pay for their next hit. And the high street price means there's a strong incentive to sell. The pills are rarely hard to find. All this means a lot of work for the police. But Don's department is small.
You know, we really should have a 12-man staff. We have 6. What can I do? You know, I do as much as I can.
Most of the time, there's only one officer on patrol. Some volunteers help fill in gaps, but Don still doesn't think it's enough for a town of 4,200. He says with all the calls he gets regarding street crime, there's little time to tackle the drugs.
I've come to the conclusion that the world's on fire and I only have a garden hose. So I can only put out a few fires. I can't put them all out.
It's also hard for the police to intervene before addiction sets in.
It's sad to see what goes on, and to see young people especially that have been addicted to drugs and they can't seem to break that cycle. You would hope, you know, some of them you go and visit when they're children and you think, man, this kid don't have a chance, you know. And in all honesty, they don't. If they grow up watching these things happen, they tend to want to follow that same path.
Still, Don tries to help where he can. When he visits homes in Austin, he says he talks to kids, sometimes bringing them stickers or stuffed animals, so they'll think of the police as friends. You never know what might put a kid on a different path.
We can make positive impacts on a few people, and there is some results. You do see them from time to time.
Don has requested additional funds from the county and is looking for grants to pay for more officers. He's hopeful. In the long run, he says the HIV outbreak may be what turns Austin around, as the community is finally waking up to the problems he's been grappling with for years.
But I see this as a golden opportunity to exploit some resources that we would have not had available to us had this not happened. It's a very bad thing that's going on with the disease, the health issues, but so much good's going to come from it.
Don pulls up to a curb by the police station, and a man walks up to the window of his squad car. Chucky Bowling was a drug user for years, until an arrest by Don brought him to a turning point.
I got arrested and got 10 years, and I woke up and I said, look, you're going to live here the rest of your life, or you're going to watch your kids grow up. And whenever I came home, I've been clean.
Now, Chucky has been clean for 9 years, and counts Don as a friend. He'll stop him in the streets to chat or swing by the bait shop Don runs in his off hours.
Yep. Same way with his guys that work with him, all the guys that work with him. I can walk up and shake their hand. They're like, hi, Chuck, how you doing? Instead of, we got a warrant for you, Mr. Bowling. It's not like that anymore.
It's a whole different life, isn't it?
Yeah, and I can get out and I can do whatever I want to and just, live my life the way I want to live it.
Yeah.
Before Chucky walks back across the street toward his apartment, the two make a plan to go fishing.
Yeah, we'll take you with us. No problem. See you, brother. That's really why we do what we do. You want to make a difference.